Welcome to Lead with Hope, your doTERRA educational and business mentoring podcast. I'm Amanda Boddick, walking my talk from consultant to presidential diamond, sharing my aha moments with you along the way. Because we have the power to change the world one drop of essential oil at a time. And that change starts with you. Hello, friends, and welcome to another special episode of Lead with Hope. This is Amanda Voddick. I'm bringing you the third part of the special series that I wanted to share with you about all the things that I've learned in business so far, to share some insight for basically all my peeps, anyone who's listening who perhaps is still trying to figure out their place in the world in terms of, business possibilities and where and what they want to start with. And certainly to my beautiful doTERRA peeps, to give you some insight into, the business model that you're working in and why it's amazing. And yeah, just trying to give as much as possible to help with wherever you're at. Things have been going really fast for me this week. Let me we'll start with that, shall we? We'll start with a little review of my week, and then we're going to dive into the episode. This week has moved thick and fast in terms of me really understanding where I'm at and where I'm going next, and how I want to move forward. It's all very exciting. And yes, I'm being a little mysterious. It's just been really, really beautiful to just have another, have another moment of clarity. And you know when things just click? And look, we'll get into that actually in this episode of the show. a spoiler. Network marketing is the kind of business where it's all about self-development, and it's so beautiful because, when you're in the act of building a business like this, you have to be in the act of self-development, which is incredible for people like myself who love self-development, but who possibly have sometimes in our lives, I'm putting my hand up here, been a little bit too deep in the theory and not deep enough into the action. And of course, because we're building a business, we have to be deep in the action. So anyway, just as an aside, as I was speaking this, there was a little voice in my head going, "You haven't done enough this week." I know, how terrible. There was a little voice in my head that was saying, "How dare you get excited about all this sort of stuff because you haven't moved a lot this week." But actually I have. So I'm going to kick that voice in the head down a bit. I have. Let's celebrate some wins. Okay, so we're getting off to a weird start. But yeah, I'm going to celebrate some wins right now. I've been communicating up the wazoo this week. So I'm just talking out that thought that just popped into my head. Been communicating up the wazoo this week, and it's been really beautiful because I've really just discovered this place within myself, this genuine place. And I think, again, shrouding a mystery, it's really come from understanding another depth, another layer, another level of my purpose and what I'm doing and why I'm here. Anyway, I feel like we're going down a complete tangent, as is my specialty. So I will come back to that another time, no doubt sometime soon in the show. Today, I really wanted to basically round out this special crossover episode. Now, the irony is I was calling this a crossover episode because I have two podcasts. I have this podcast, Lead with Hope, and the Guide to Guru podcast. And ironically, at the beginning of the week, I was like, I'm pretty sure I'm going to keep these podcasts separate. And now everything's just moved this week, my understanding, and things have shifted. And I'm like, you know what? I don't think I need two podcasts. So I think there'll be a couple of tweaks to this show to incorporate some of the other stuff I was talking about. So there you go, again, giving you a little bit of a peek behind the scenes to what's been unraveling this week. But anywho, I'm going to keep these as specials though, because they're special. And yeah, okay, I've had my waffle. Let's dive into part three. If you did have a little look at the name of this show, I've called it, my business lesson so far, what you don't know about network marketing could cost you dearly. I actually hesitated, and I hesitate so much sometimes bringing up network marketing in a first sentence or in a title, because I worry, I'm scared, and I don't want people to see those words and just like click over or skim over and not pay attention. And yet, because of that, I'm like, well, I don't want to play into the energy that there's anything wrong with network marketing, and thus, you know, not mentioning it is, possibly playing into that, you know, feeling of, oh, well, she didn't mention network marketing. Of course she didn't, because it's so seedy and yada, yada, yada. Anywho, it's going to be a weird episode, guys. It's going to be weird. I'm just telling you, I'm in a weird mood. I'm in a weird, excited mood. I've got so many ideas in my mind, but I really just want to focus on this topic today. If I can keep my mind on it, because I'm just so happy, guys. Ridiculous. Okay, I'm going to look at my computer screen because I have written down some notes for you. Lucky you. Maybe this time my notes might keep this under an hour. Anywho, I want to share with you my history with network marketing, because there are some little lucky loos, Alice Nichols, who... my beautiful presidential diamond leader, Alice Nichols, who has the All Rise Up podcast. If you haven't listened to it, please do. She's incredible. She's a lucky loo. When she came into network marketing, you know, and spoiler, if you didn't realize, I work in network marketing with the beautiful doTERRA. I partner with doTERRA Essential Oils. Yes, when Alice came to it, she had never heard of network marketing. She didn't even realize what she was doing was called network marketing when she started, etc., etc. She really came into the industry with no baggage. And of course, certainly that's not the only reason she's been successful. But, you know, it was a nice little, like one less hurdle to overcome, right? I myself am completely the opposite. And not to make excuses, I'm really conscious of not to make excuses in terms of, you know, because we're all on a different journey, as reality TV will tell you. Definitely, I will put up my hand and say, quote unquote, getting over my misconceptions and my misunderstandings and my truly, truly deep-seated beliefs that network marketing was seedy and awful and I wanted to do everything possible to avoid it, has been something that I've had to work on and really unravel in my psyche and in my energy and literally go after those blocks and get rid of them because they were there. So some of you may resonate with this, and some of you who are listening may resonate and you're, you know, getting into network marketing, and some of you may listen to this and resonate and be like, yeah, girl, that's why I'm not doing it. That's why I listened to your other two specials, which, by the way, thank you. Thank you for listening to the show. I'm talking to you both because I get it. I can't remember when or where, but I grew up with a mum and a grandma who I was, I'm going to admit it. I can admit my age. I'm not that old. I was born somewhere in the 80s. There we go. Taylor Swift was born in the 80s, so I'm still cool. I consider myself cool because Taylor Swift was born in the 80s. So yes, I was born in the 80s. And what does that have to do with anything? I just feel like network marketing, a certain type, like the old school network marketing, I feel like it really kind of exploded in the 80s. And this is seriously totally unfact-checked. I don't have money to pay fact checkers. This is just my understanding. It could be completely wrong. Completely wrong. So please check your history books before you write any kind of exam paper on network marketing, because I might be completely wrong. But I share this with you, and I think it's funny. But it may, none of this may be true, but it's what I felt in my body, okay? And that's that's the real truth, right? Let's not talk about how we all form our own realities, because that's another type of show. I told you guys, I'm in a really silly mood. Anyway, so yeah, like, just in case you don't know anything about the 80s, the cliche, 80s was all about big money and big business. And I feel like, it's really where capitalism really started to take off. We've all seen Wolf of Wall Street, haven't we? Anyway, I think that's where some of maybe perhaps the seedy side of network marketing perhaps had its origins. Who knows? This is totally a guess. But anyway, all that unfact-checked history aside, my mum and my grandma both did network marketing. And just to cut a long story short, at the end of their network marketing experience, they were exactly where they were, except a few hundred dollars out of pocket and a lot of plastic containers in their closets. In fact, my grandmother, who recently passed away, we had to clean out her house, and she still had all that plastic containers, which was amazing. It lasts. We will talk about why you want to go into a network marketing business that perhaps has a product that needs to be repurchased. That's a whole other track, which we'll talk to at the end of the episode. Anyway, right, I'm going to focus. So that was, I felt it painted a story. It really painted a story within me and within my bones about how I felt that they had both been sold a dream, and a hollow dream at that, and it had eventuated to nothing. And I was so young. I was so young. And this is why, these things, when they happen in our childhood, do really shape our psyches. Because as I got older, in high school, I always had this nagging feeling of, I don't want to work in an office. Now, the Amanda in high school was a completely different person to the Amanda you're speaking to with now. Let's just say she essentially, I don't think I was Daria per se, but I had a bleak outlook on the world, and I just looked at the life set out in front of me, the steps you take, and I just felt really jaded. And anyway, and I was like, I just didn't want to play the game, and I really didn't want to work in an office and get a 9-to-5 job and all that sort of stuff. And I wanted to travel and yada yada yada. And the irony was, I ended up in an office, and as you do. And when I finally kind of found my feet in life, and I found my beautiful husband, and some positivity started to shine in, I wasn't so critical of the world. I looked out on my life, and I still knew, I knew in my early 20s that I wanted to create a life on my own terms. And I knew that meant at some point going into business for myself. And I didn't quite know what I wanted to do though, but I knew that I wanted to avoid network marketing, because this is the template that I felt like I had seen play out over and over again. And I was seeing it already play out with some of my friends. And it was the get married, have kids. The mum's at home and she realizes, one, she hated her job in the first place. Like, you know, this is the cynical me. You know, we tell ourselves stories to get ourselves through the day, but we're, you know, when we're sitting around a campfire on a long weekend and we're honest and truthful with ourselves in the deep, darkest night with, you know, around nature and away from everything, we hate our jobs. We hate what we're doing. And we don't want to be doing it, but we feel trapped. Anyway, again, story for another time. And I'd seen it time and time again, and I was continuing seeing it in my working adult life. You know, women having their first child and, you know, being at home with their child and just having this realization, and there being a number of conflicting things happening. Number one, of course, the big one, which is my child is so precious and my family is so precious, and wanting to spend as much time with children in their, you know, youth and enjoying that time in their life. And it often being the mum who is the one who only gets to enjoy it because the dad has to go to work to support the family, and it sucks for both parties. It sucks for the mum because it is draining, and let's be honest, many times boring. As much as you love children, it can be boring and, you know, exhausting, and then and unstimulating intellectually sometimes. Not that, you know what I mean? And the worst thing is you don't get to share it as much with your best friend, because your best friend, your husband, is off at work, and when they come home, like, all you want to do is just, you know, you hand over the baby so you can finally have a shower, go sit on the toilet by yourself. And that sucks for the dad because, you know, they've been up late with you as well, and then they go to work and work all day and they're exhausted too, and yeah. And then, of course, it's time to, for, you know, mum, as it were, to perhaps go back to work, because, you know, either there's a financial need and or a, you know, intellectual, spiritual desire to, you know, contribute to a project or, you know, something bigger than, you know. And, you know, part-time work is difficult. Let's not pretend it's not. And you've got to work your schedule around their schedule if you can get it. And I'm, okay, this is a big long rant, I know, but I'm still only on my first dot point. Whoopsie. Anyway, you know, I see it now, and it actually disgusts me that it's 2018 and I see it playing out now, where workplaces are all like, oh yeah, we're family friendly, but when it comes down to it, they're not. And people having to put up with bullshit with rosters and stuff like that. Pardon me, I didn't mean to swear there. But you can see I get fiery. It's a fiery subject. But then what I've seen play out, and I was, you know, so conscious of wanting to avoid, was then mums, you know, going into network marketing to try and find, you know, a solution that, you know, network marketing, you know, one of the biggest benefits is that you can do it in your own time and you're your own boss and all that jazz. And for me, feeling like the examples of network marketing that I'd seen had been truly incorrect in the dreams that they had been promised. I'd seen that with my mum and my grandma, and I saw it with my best friend, who called me up in tears because she'd started a network marketing business after her second child was born. And she so desperately wanted to make it work and had spent so much money on the product. And she was like, I really, you know, I need somebody to come do this with me. And she's my absolute best friend, on the phone in tears. I would do anything for her. And I didn't even give it one thought. I said no. I was like, no, because I see through. I see what they've done to you. They've promised you this big dream, but it's just not, it's not actually work, like, doable. Ironically, she was actually selling the same product that my mum and my grandma had been selling 20 years before. So that probably didn't hurt, or, you know, didn't help. And so in my mind, that's what network marketing was. I was just like, it preys on desperate women who are desperate for a solution. And I didn't really have any further understanding of it than that. And then, of course, you know, I hear about companies I won't mention, you know, I hear their names mentioned, you know, with horrible stories here and there as you grow up, and that was just the picture I had. So the real honest truth about how to get your head around network marketing and how I got my head around it was the fact that I actually knew the person who enrolled me prior. And to see her faith in the product and in the business, it was what made me sort of put down my defenses a little bit. And I will say, I'm putting my finger up here like I'm teaching the room. I will say, one of the things that I think really helped to lower my defenses about looking into network marketing was the fact that I had tried to build a bricks and mortar business, a quote unquote, you know, old style traditional business, which like I abandoned pretty quickly. Let's just be clear on that, which I talked about a bit in part one. Maybe I didn't talk about that much, but anyway, because I it was a wake up. It was a real wake up call. It was very enlightening when you start trying to build a business from scratch, a bricks and mortar business from scratch. It's like, oh, there's a lot to this. My defenses were definitely came down when I had been working in the online marketing world, which everyone wants a piece of. Everyone thinks online marketing is the shiz and has, you know, everyone has so much wonder and awe for the people that are making money and a name for themselves in online marketing. And there's not a lot of scrutiny. And let me tell you, getting on my high horse on a tangent here, some of the, you know, I bought into it too. And yes, online marketing totally does work. But there were little drips and drabs of things that made me go, you know what, there's still a little bit of smoke and mirrors here. You know, there was one woman who I came across who, you know, people talked about, you know, she, her claim to fame was she built a $1 million business in 12 months, you know, without even a website, just through webinars. But when you like really listened to all of her stories and, interviews is what I was looking for. Actually, it took her 9 years. It was just once she had sort of pinpointed the product, like pinpointed her position in the market. From that point, it took her 12 months. But in actual fact, it took her 9 years. So anyway, another tangent. So I was kind of like, you know what? Maybe there's something to this. And I want to demystify a few things for you. And I guess I just wanted to share my history and my background to, like, it shocks me that I used to have such a poor opinion of these type of businesses. And here I am on the other side. And it certainly helps that I've partnered with an incredible business, because not all network marketing businesses are made the same, which we will talk about in this episode. I'm a complete advocate for them, and I think they're an incredible, I really do feel they're an incredible business to consider, to seriously consider and seriously investigate, and, start your business journey if that's what you wanted to do. So let's talk a little bit about network marketing, because if you don't understand these things, they could cost you dearly. They could cost you in that you walk away from an opportunity, or you might pick the wrong type of network marketing company, et cetera, et cetera. So here we go. First and foremost, let's just get this one, rip the Band-Aid right off. Network marketing is not a pyramid scheme. If you don't know what a pyramid scheme is, then just like skip 15 seconds over this. Or let's be honest, 30 seconds. If you've ever heard a pyramid scheme, blah, 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 they're often incorrectly married up with network marketing businesses. Let me just tell you that pyramid schemes are illegal. They are so, so, so illegal. So illegal that even if a whiff of a pyramid scheme was to try to get up and running, it'd be shut down in una momento. Oh no, that's totally not the correct, that that was, I was about to speak, I think Spanish. Anyway, post haste, they would be shut down in a jiffy. And let me tell you that the amount of red tape and scrutiny that businesses have to go into to get up and running, let me tell you that a pyramid scheme would be, it's just not a thing. It's not possible. They're not around anymore, okay? If anybody ever tells you that a network marketing company is a pyramid scheme, I would ask yourself, what does that person truly know? And not in a mean way, but like seriously, what do they really know? Have they worked in one? Like, can they give me some examples of ones they've worked in that they, you know what I mean? Like, let's just all calm our thumbs with pyramid schemes. They're not a thing. As in, they're illegal and they literally can't operate. Particularly, like, I laugh, like doTERRA particularly is like a $1 billion company. If it was a pyramid scheme, someone would have noticed by now, okay? It's not. So the other thing though, calming myself down, the other thing to know is that not all network marketing models are the same. I'm not going to bore you with the insights into the compensation plans because, yeah, they can be a little bit complex. But essentially, there are different types of network marketing business models. And when I say business models, I mean like how the compensation plans are structured. So there's three that I know of, and they're called binary, breakaway, and uni-level. So that's all I'm going to go into today. But essentially, what this means is that some of those business structures, they rely on people to purchase a certain amount of product and then on-sell that product. Or they've really been designed so that to really make money, it's about the amount of people you recruit and not really about the product that you're selling. One of the biggest tips when you're looking at a network marketing company is to look, so like the most genuine network marketing companies start with a product first, and then they choose the network marketing model to promote that product. And you want to, one of the things that I believe in when it comes to network marketing is the best ones are with products that get used and thus need to be bought again. Not products that have lifetime guarantees that then sit in your cupboard filled with cereal for 20 years and you're not going to get repeat business from them. Okay? Totally, totally biased. I know. So again, take what I'm saying as a cup of tea too, because I am totally biased. But who isn't? One of the things I also want you to think about if you're looking into or consider network marketing is to think to yourself, or just to look at it this way, who says that the retail model is the best? If you think about the retail model, it's purely transactional. It's all about, you know, a lot of your money that you spend on those products gets paid on the overheads for that bricks and mortar store, gets paid to, you know, the head office and all of the managers and store managers and staff, and the $1 trillion that gets put into the advertising industry to try and get you into the door in the first place. You know, instead of money being spent in that way, in network marketing, all of that money pretty much, obviously there's a few internal, you know, things that need to be spent on, but you know, all that kind of the advertising dollar particularly, but even the staff dollars, that all gets fueled and funneled into the compensation plans to, you know, as the word goes, compensates those of us who are selling the product. There's nothing dodgy about it. It's, if you ask me, it's actually a better use of the money. Why pump trillions and trillions of dollars into ads that are, you know, oh my gosh, where was I? I was at the fuel pump the other day and they had a TV there showing me ads. And I was like, are you serious? I can't even get away from an advertisement while I'm pumping my fuel. It was actually really upsetting because I was, it was loud and I couldn't get away from it. And it was just, you know what I mean? You get it. I actually think it's such a smarter and better business model for, I want to say for us as humans and for our community because, rather, yeah, like that's the pyramid scheme. Oh, I'm getting feisty. But really, like that's the pyramid scheme. All the money funneling up into these advertising companies to splash these ads on the side of the roads, on buses and in magazines and on TVs and on this fuel pump. Instead, that money is going to mums and dads and real people and just is so much better spent. Anyway, I know, I told you I'm biased, but seriously, seriously, have a think. Have a think about that. The other thing that, I talked about in the other parts of this series and want to throw it out there again is that business is changing rapidly. You know, who knows how long bricks and mortar businesses are going to be around for? I mean, we only have to look at bookstores and how certain businesses overcapitalized, and as soon as there was a hint of a change in the market, they were gone overnight. I'm talking about Borders in Australia, gone overnight. I'm sure we could talk about tons of different examples, but at the moment, what the internet has done is it expanded into like endless opportunities. And we've really swung from the whole big corporation model back to a boutique model. And in fact, people really don't want to do business with a logo. They want to do business with a human. And if you don't believe me, you should ask my hairdresser. I have an awesome hairdresser. He and I talk business all the time. And he has said, he's been in business 25 years. And even he is scaling down and going back to a smaller team and a smaller salon because at the end of the day, he makes just as much money with a smaller team as he does operating a big team. And he says he is finding that people are wanting a more boutique, one-on-one, personal experience. So there you go. The other thing I want to bring to your attention, and I just thought I was so smart when I made this comparison. I'm terrible, aren't I? Oh, I'm terrible. My ego was having a good day that day. Think about social media. I know, like, social media is the king of all things right now. But think about Instagram influencers. Really, honestly, when you think about Instagram influencers and how they make their money and what they do, they essentially could easily just be network marketing. Because they position themselves, they create, that know, like, and trust factor as you do with your friends and people that you like, and then they recommend products to you. Now, they get paid in a slightly different way, in that, kind of like the old school ad model where they're getting paid directly from the brands themselves and they're not leveraging the power of network marketing, which is, it's not about, oh, we'll talk about, I know we're talking about it now, so I might as well. So, the network marketing model, what makes it so strong when it's done correctly is that you don't just get paid on the, one commission off your sale. As your team grows underneath you get paid residual income as well. And that isn't dodgy. The money's there. And the reason the money is there is because they're not spending that money on the trillions of dollars in the, sorry, I know I'm going too fast. Rather than fueling all the money into advertising and all the overheads, they fuel that money into the commission structure, which includes the residual income, and reward you in that way. And isn't that a better idea? So everyone wins? Anywho. So yeah, it's when I think of network marketing, I really do think of Instagram influencers and how they're really not that different. And if you've ever tried to be or looked at that business model, and in fact, I will talk about, I'll talk about it right now. Actually, I'll bring up her name. You know, there's one woman who I came across recently who was so smart. Her name's Elizabeth Ryder, and she is in a network marketing business as well. Not doTERRA, another business. I don't know much about it, but she uses her online platform to sell her product in, you know, the same way an Instagram influencer does. And you wouldn't have a clue that she was in network marketing when you go check her out. Very interesting. Anyway, that's another case study for another time. So forgive me, guys. I know I've been very, I don't want to say I have a chip on my shoulder, but I get very passionate about it. But I think I need to be, but I want to be, because I know who I'm talking to. I'm talking to my past self. I'm talking to my past self who wouldn't have accepted or listened to a wishy-washy, a wishy-washy conversation. And I'm probably a little excited, and the words, proud? I don't know. Like, I'm proud of myself for being able to understand that it was my perception. It's just our perception of things. And we can choose our perception and we can change our perception. And it's so funny that we limit ourselves simply by how we've been programmed and our perception of the world, and how our perception can sometimes be so, so off the mark. It's like when I was in high school, my internal world was not great, and I didn't have a really great time in high school. It was a struggle to get through. And I, you know, like we all do, you know, high school, we've all seen the teledramas. You know, it was hard, it was difficult. I didn't feel like, I felt like a little bit left of center and blah, 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 blah. And the weirdest, weirdest thing that's happened to me is that, you know, all these years later, I've had multiple people say to me, you know, wow, you were so popular in high school. And I'm just like, what? No, I wasn't. That was not the experience that I had. That was not the experience that I had at all. And yet, I totally understand how, you know, perhaps I was in a better position and didn't even, you know, I said quote unquote better in a position. That's not what I meant. But, you know, perhaps I actually had it better than I thought. I really didn't realize that, hey, actually you're doing all right. So, you know, perceptions. But anyway, let's come back to the conversation at hand. We haven't hit the 40 minute mark yet. I'm doing pretty well, guys. Let's talk about, like, let's kind of wrap it up a little bit, but come back to network marketing. So maybe you're sitting there going, that's all well and good, Amanda. I've suffered through this and listened to it. But now I just, you know, I still can't shake off the fact that I've had bad experiences before. I've had bad experiences with people in network marketing who, you know, for one reason or another have made me feel like, you know, they didn't care and they were just trying to sell me something. And, you know, I've certainly come across people who have been sold into a network marketing business and then felt like when they, for whatever reason, didn't step up, the person just abandoned them and, you know, didn't really want to be their friend or weren't really interested in them if they weren't, you know, working in the business and stuff. And it's such a shame because, you know, there's people that I've met who I'm like, you are in such a good position to do this business. You've got a fire in your belly. You are so smart and switched on. You know how to talk to people. You love the product. And yet they've been burnt in the past and just haven't yet allowed themselves to see it as a different experience. or that it could be a different experience. So one of the things that I want to point out is I do understand that sometimes we have bad experiences. I mean, we have bad experiences with any type of business, but you know, it can feel a little bit, maybe a little bit more personal when it comes to network marketing. And, you know, I think it in part really comes down to people not knowing how to approach the network marketing model in a genuine way, which is possible. And that's something that I don't want to, you know, toot my horn too much about, but I really do feel like I have a handle on and I'm excited and just really over the moon that I've just found a place where I get it and understand how to do it in a really genuine way, and it feels genuine to me and people are responding in a really genuine way. And that's what I want to help you with if you're struggling. Because here's the thing. You know, this business model, some of us, you know, like I had, come into it having had a poor experience in the past for whatever reason. And, you know, for somebody like that who is nervous or second-guessing themselves or feels unworthy or, you know, perhaps has had that lingering past programming of feeling like network marketing is somehow dodgy, you know, when they're in the act, in their very first steps, their, you know, the very first experiences they have in the business, they unfortunately can sometimes be the ones who give you that negative experience because, you know, they're overcompensating or, you know, because they're worried so much they don't come up, you know, they come across as disingenuous. And it's ironic because, you know, they're trying so hard to avoid that. So I just want you to know that, you know, the world's not black and white. There are areas of gray, and perhaps you have experienced that, but it doesn't have to be like that. And we need to recognize that there are shades of gray in everything. And these people, I do not doubt, many of them went on to really understand how to approach this business model from a place of service and, authenticity, and that can be found. The final thing that I really do want to touch on with network marketing, and, you know, it certainly does depend on what type of network marketing business you choose. We all know that I'm totally biased and I can't promise this of any other company because I don't know, I haven't worked in any other company, but I'll tell you that I can see and know that is true of doTERRA and this network marketing model is that it gives us the benefit of being in business for ourselves without a lot of the hassle of what other businesses, you know, types of businesses that we might choose to be in ourselves. Sorry, that didn't even make sense. Other types of business we might choose to do ourselves, you know, this one takes out so much of the hassle, like creating, developing, producing a product. Certainly the shipping, the warehousing, having to manage with all the legal regulations, all that sort of stuff with the product. Certainly a huge amount of the customer service, you know, all that stuff's taken care of. There's tons of marketing materials available for you already. You get a website when you sign up, you know, a landing page where people can find, you know, that's how people sign up to get you, you know, get the products. Oh, this has been going on too long. I really should wrap it up. You know, and having run my own bricks and mortar online businesses where I'm doing everything, it's such an incredible gift. It truly, truly is an incredible gift to have all of that taken care of and not have to spend one dime on any of it. One of the beautiful things that I recognized and what I love about this model is that, you know, I really wanted to be my own boss, and I did and do want to lead, but I didn't want to manage staff. I wasn't interested in managing people. And you get the best of both worlds in this model because you get an incredible team. You do get to lead and you do get to be your own boss. But the awesome thing is that your team, they're their own bosses too. And it's not about managing them. They're not your staff. They're not accountable to you. You know, they're running their own little businesses and they're accountable for themselves below you. Like, ah, so good. I love it so much. One of the things that I love about network marketing, particularly if it's one of your first forays in business, but you know, wherever you're at, is that it gives a really incredible opportunity to, you know, for the self-development, and for that sort of inner work. You know, you can do this business and work the formula that has worked and has proven to work and it is simple, but you can deal with your own shiz and expand as a human being and grow as a person. And in that growth, really find yourself, understand who you are and understand your purpose in life. Understand what you were put in this world to do. And you can find that when you're in action in this business. It's so incredible. There's even a beliefs pyramid that they've created in this business where, you know, we talk about, you know, elite is a belief in the product, premier is a belief in, you know, silver is a belief in the business. And when you're getting up to, you know, diamond, it's finding your why. And then blue diamond, it's, you know, finding your bigger influence. And I've obviously need to go look at that document because I don't know it off by heart, but it's so true. And I'm finding that about myself already as well. Like I'm discovering that for myself. And so when you do any type of business training nowadays, you will hear a lot about, you will hear a lot about people talking about how you need to understand your why and understand your ideal customer and essentially create, you know, having to create a marketing strategy for that from the ground up. And there's so much that goes into that. But you don't have to do that in this business model because we already know. We already have all of that. And, you know, in terms of this business and this product. It's so incredible. And so sorry, I just had to pause the recording because I needed to sneeze. Maybe I'll just sneeze next time. So where were we? I was raving about this business model. But oh my gosh, it really is such a great foundation to build a platform on. And I don't even mean a public platform. There are so many people in this business who are, you know, reaping the benefits of the financial opportunity and we've never heard of them. They go under the cover. They're a ghost in doTERRA, as it were. But what it can do is when you're working this business model, during the process of working the business model, like we said, you can find yourself, you can understand your purpose through all this self-development, you can really expand as a person. And then you can set yourself up not just financially, but also spiritually and creatively for the next thing. And, you know, I see this in some of the presidential diamond leaders where, you know, doTERRA will always be there, but they use that platform to funnel themselves into something else, you know, other creative pursuits. And they have the luxury of, you know, time and financial freedom to figure that out and play and create and expand and live a life on their terms. And that's incredible. And we all have that opportunity. And I, you know, I say this to you, and as I say it, I'm reminding myself. And that's really, really exciting. And that's like one of the big revelations that I've had is that you can, I call it, which I will talk about in another episode, it can really be a path of purpose for you. Rather than thinking that we have to approach this, you know, business or life having the answers up front and then going into action to make the desired outcome, you know, create that desire outcome that we intended, we can come into this not knowing what we're going to get out of it, other than clarity, purpose, incredible financial foundation to discover and uncover ourselves and set our families up and set ourselves up for the next big thing. Now I'm going to leave you with some other thoughts, if I haven't given you enough. If you're still like, okay, are you sure? What do the experts say? Well, let me tell you, there are some very well-respected people who have given props, you know, the big old thumbs up to network marketing. That includes Tony Robbins and Sir Richard Branson, who have both had some favorable things to say. And also a guy that you maybe haven't heard of, but if you've ever seen the Rich Dad, Poor Dad books, he's a respected financial advisor, Robert Kiyosaki. And they're really incredible books to read to wrap your head around certainly getting into business and the opportunity of being in business for yourself. But he says, if I had to do it all over again, rather than build an old style type of business, I would have started building a network marketing business. So you may be thinking to yourself, all right, so how do I choose a network marketing business? Which one should I go with? I really would go with basically number one, you know, the starting point of all the things that you can consider, it would be the product. If you don't have a burning love and appreciation and excitement for the product, then maybe it's not something you should be advocating for. And certainly when I bring people onto my team is I like and love to give you the space to have that window of opportunity to enjoy, experience, and create your, you know, relationship with the product. And, you know, with the caveat of going, and if you don't want to do the business after you've, you know, played with the product a bit, it's all good. But knowing that even if somebody came into this, like this is what I'm getting at. If somebody came into this going, I really want to do network marketing, I really want to go into this business, let's sign me up, Scotty. I would be happy to do it with them, because at the end of the day, even if they never did the business and they just experienced the product and all they ever did was just stay as a customer using the product and, you know, never eventuated into the business side, that's a win for me. It's such a win because they experienced a product that can change their life, and I truly, truly, truly do believe that. And I think, I really think, but no, seriously, that's the kind of place you really have to come from. I believe, if you want to make this type of business work for you. There are, of course, other factors we can talk about another time, but I would start there. Experience the product first. So my friends, I am going to wrap this up. I hope you have enjoyed this special series, just sharing everything I can think of that I have learned in my years in business so far. I would love to hear your thoughts or your comments. Please come find me on Instagram and not only follow me at Amanda Vodick, but please do reach out and say hello. Please do. Please send me a message, say hello. I'd love to hear where you're at, who you are, how you found me, what you're up to. I have been seeing a lot of doTERRA people start following me, and that's awesome. Like, we don't have to be on the same team to, you know, enjoy each other's company, as it were, and share and connect and get excited about things. All right, beautifuls. Much love. Happy business planning. Namaste.